Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 it's another day. Today happens to be, I gotta actually check the calendar because what? Every day, Saturday, right? It's March 19th, it's a Monday. But every day that ends in Y is your day. Can we get after it? Can you tell them a little? Fire it up. Hey, what's your truth? What's your truth? You wanna hear my truth? And then you can share your truth. And then we can like reserve a his and her truth. Look, don't get me started. I'm already off and running, baby, with the truth today. Look, there's only one truth, okay? I posted this on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, and I don't know what it was. I can't remember. But I know I've seen several, if not dozens of people speak, quote unquote, my truth. Like, this is my truth. Well, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your truth. And I get it. I get it. Like, I'm not trying to disempower anyone who wants to finally be free and go do their thing. I mean, love it. Bring it on. It's awesome. But you're kind of doing it a little backwards, if I may. If you would allow me to just speak. I guess it's my show, so I can speak. But here's where I'm coming from, okay? There's only one thing. There's the truth. And the truth, by definition, is something that is just a stated fact. It's it, you know? Today is March 19th. The sun's out. That's true. My truth would be I'm an enlightened warrior sitting here waiting for the ship to come get me today and bring me to the promised land of wealth and blah, blah, blah. That's my truth. No, that's actually not true. That's just your opinion, okay? That's your opinion. The world is out to get me. I know that because I'm a Christian conservative and I am persecuted daily. And I know the devil is working hard against me in my life each and every day. No, that's my truth. No, that's not the truth. Okay, that's my truth. That's your opinion there, kid. That's your opinion. I'm actually speaking about myself. It's funny, though, as I began sharing my faith, I don't know when it was. You would probably know if you listen to the show, probably 8 months ago or so, in a more bolder fashion. Look, I don't want this to be the Joel Osteen podcast or anything like that. Love Joel, but I don't want it to be a religious podcast. But I would never run from my faith. But it's funny, when you do share your faith, it's something about that name, Jesus. It gets people all fired up. You say Allah and Buddha and Muhammad and all these different things. Nothing. It's like, yeah, it's cool. You say Jesus. Hey, you're whacked out, kid. So anyway, that was my little persecution side note. But there is no such thing as your truth. Let me tell you something. Once you acknowledge that, I think your truth was, or my truth, I get it all screwed up. Now, I don't know what's true or not. I think people created this term to make themselves feel better about being in a place in life that they're not really satisfied where they are, and they're not really happy where they are, and they're kind of a poser. And instead of saying, hey, I'm not as strong as I appear to be on the internet, I'm not as smart as I appear to be, I'm not as wealthy as I appear to be, I'm really a broken human being just searching like you for answers, that would be the truth. For everybody, we're all broken, like I said, going into, in the middle of, or coming out of a crisis. Everybody is, you know? But rather than say that, they throw that warm blanket around themselves to make it look better, make themselves feel better, because we all got to keep that poser image out there, right? We all got to keep that fake profile out there, right? Am I right? Am I right? We all got, because if not, if you're in the online business and you're putting yourself out there as a vulnerable individual and keeping it real, you're afraid that people won't like you. And if they won't like you, they won't do business with you. And if you don't have any business, then your funds are going to dry up and you'll have that Italian disease called Mafunzolo. All right. Did you catch that? So with that said, it's all derived around this perception and this ego that you have. Ultimately, probably comes back to money that you fear will be lost, or friendships that will be lost if you don't guise all of this into, I'm maybe struggling now, but I am a inner beast, this supernatural being that is ready and facing and conquering all of my adversity. And I'm coming out of it today stronger than ever. As you lie under your covers with the sheets pulled up to your nose, fearful that what actually is going to happen tomorrow. Look, I say all this why? From experience. I was that guy. I was the poser online. Not even too long ago, you know? And don't worry, if you were a coaching client, I definitely delivered from a business perspective. So they'll be backpedaling already. Or bought a product. It's not like any of the products that you purchased from me, whether it was 6 days of Saturday or maybe the Everyday Saturday Academy or a speaker training or podcasting training. All of that was easy for me to deliver because all I did was just share my story. Very easy to do. It's what I encourage you to do as well. No matter what you do, whether you're delivering a service or whether you're in sales, share your story. Lead with your story. Be authentic with it. Show everything, man. Show all the warts. Imagine how powerful you will be when you, not if you, but when you decide, damn it, I'm leading with my flaws. And if they love me because of that, now I'm not asking to be out there and air your dirty laundry. You know, my husband left me, my wife left me, you know, my kids talk back to me and all that stuff. It's okay every now and again. I don't mean to lead with that. I'm talking about keeping it real. And you know what that means. I don't have to decide. Everybody knows what that term means, keeping it real. So if you lead with that, imagine when people begin doing business with you and you start building your tribe, how these people will never leave you. They'll never leave you as long as you continue to be that authentic person. And the beauty of it is, what happens to what's the difference? What do we tell our kids? The difference between a truth and a lie, right? The truth never changes. It never changes. A lie, you're going to have to remember what you said, when you said it, who you said it to. Look at all these people that go to prison. It's never the crime that sends them there. It's always the cover-up. And they can't remember what they said in a deposition a year before that, so they try to remember as best they can, and it changes. If you tell the truth, it never changes. And that's the beauty of who you are. You may be a year older. Your bank account may not have as many zeros, or maybe it has more, but you at your core, you never change. You're that individual. You get better at what you do, all right? You learn more. You gain more knowledge. But you, okay? And I don't mean you never change in the sense that we don't become more enlightened. We don't get closer to God. We don't get better and maybe more forgiving. I mean, look, you're listening to a guy that's done a complete 180. But I'm still Sam Crowley from Bradford, PA, still in that insecure bundle of fluff, that stuttering kid from a town of 8,000 people in northwestern PA. That's who I am. That never changes. Raised by a single mom, that never changes. Dad left, raised, that never, none of that stuff ever changes. It stays with you. But yes, you can absolutely change. And that is the truth. Like, that really is the truth, that you can accept who you are, but you don't have to accept where you are. But you're not allowed to your own set of facts. You just can't do that because then you're out of integrity. You start telling people you're making this much money or this widget, this piece of software, this product that you built does this when it really doesn't. You and I both know it's just a matter of time before you get exposed. Look at all these people. Let's take multi-level marketing, for example. And I know a lot of people listen to the show are in network marketing. It's great. I was at one point in time. I don't have any personally against it. I just don't do it in my own business. But look at how many people jump from biz op to biz op to biz op to biz op. And at some point, they're so far out of integrity, they can't remember why they left the biz op from 4 years ago. They've done two more since then, and they can't remember the story. They always got to keep coming up with a brand new story. It was the company. It was the comp plan. It was the product. This wasn't aligned with that. Now I'm off and running. Would you like to, what do they say? Would you like to run with us? No, not really. No, because that's not, and they say, that's my truth. right? All those things I just told you about the last 4 years with these different MLM companies. That's my truth. Well, that's your truth, but that's not the truth, because I'm sure if I talked to somebody else in the organization, they would give me another set of facts that happened around why you're not there anymore. You see what I mean? But when you're in integrity and when you're always telling the truth about who you are, and I think a lot of people say, dude, you're like you share a little. I don't know why. Why do you share so much or too much about – look, I haven't shared everything. I mean, if I shared everything, you'd be like, what? No. But I share enough to where I want you to understand that you could do what I do. And what I do isn't even a big deal. That's what's so funny. I get very awkwardly uncomfortable when I have a live event or I'm at a live event. And hey, you know, getting a photo is one thing. That's great. Signing an autograph, it's weird for me. People do that when I speak at places. It's really weird for me because I picture Joe DiMaggio, like, signing autographs, not Sam Crowley. And then when people want to plate me at the right hand of God about, oh, my God, listen, you changed. That's, if the words of this message have changed you, that's directly from God, okay? That has nothing to do with me, zero. God's using me as a vessel to give you hope and inspiration. That is all that is, all right? And that is incredible, and I love that you receive it, but I take no I'm taking no recognition. I want no recognition, no platitudes at all for that. That's why I started this podcast. That's why it's free. It's why it's always been free. That's why I do it all the time, because I want to inspire you to get after it and do some really great things and whatever it is that you want to do. But share your truth, the truth, okay? Share the truth with individuals as much as you want to. Look, whatever you share, and it's true, and there's integrity there. You don't need to go airing, like I said, all of your dirty laundry. There's really no sense in that. You can keep the private stuff private, especially if there's loved ones involved, and it would be awkward for them to hear that stuff blared over the blogosphere and the internet and podcasting world and YouTube and all that stuff. But share as much as you can to get people to know who you really are. And I'm telling you, when you build a brand around that and a message around that, you will never have to replenish lost customers, because unless they die, run out of money, or move away, or just it's impossible for them to stay connected with you, you're going to go through the natural attrition that every business owner does, but you're not going to have to constantly reinvent yourself, constantly change the narrative, constantly change the story, and frame it all around, quote unquote, I got the air quotes out, my truth. You know, think about how exhausting that would be. Think about that. I mean, 10 years is not a long time. 10 years flies by, especially in the online world where things change so quickly. In 10 years, think of how many times you'd have to change your story, change the narrative, change the reason why this happened, that happened, and all that stuff. Instead of just being who you are and celebrating who you are and never running from who you are and not trying to frame who you are around that silly my truth, like this is who what. No, because people sniff that stuff out, man. Are you going to have a lapdog here or there, somebody that is craving to follow you? And yeah, there's people out there. Absolutely. You can buy likes. You can buy friends. You can buy views. You can buy followers, but you can't buy integrity, man. You just can't. And all of that stuff that you paid for goes away. It just does after a while. But what never goes away is who you are and the message that you bring to the marketplace. So think about that. What's the message you bring to the marketplace? And is it true? The answer needs to be yes. Because look, let me just tell you, full disclosure, I've done some stuff, whether it be in my corporate life or even in the online world, when I've said things that just, they weren't true. And I knew they weren't true. And I did it because I was afraid that people wouldn't like me. I was afraid that people wouldn't accept me, you know? And it sucks now to think back. First of all, it sucks to admit it, but it's very, very freeing to accept that now, that that's who I was. And I didn't gain anything. It's not even like had I just been who I was, it's not like I gained anything monumental. I might have made a buck here or there, or may have got a special seasonal job at a company, maybe a new initiative for a little while. But by and large, the cream always rises to the top. And it was always the people that were in integrity, working hard, sharing an authentic message. They always beat me out anyway. And that's where I learned it from. Just be yourself, Sam. People are going to like you? Great. They're not going to like you? Great. But be who you are because God made you. I'm talking to you right now, listening to this show. He made you in his image. I mean, why do you got to change that? Why do you got to dye your hair and, you know, do this stuff to your face and have this tucked and that tucked? I get it, man. We don't want to grow old and have some stuff kind of protruding from places that it didn't used to protrude from. And, you know, the skin needs to be pulled back a little bit. But look, people identify more with the authenticity, okay? Imagine me looking like George Clooney when I'm 90 years old. Who the hell would be able to identify with that, okay? Certainly not me. When I'm 90, I want to look 90, you know? God willing, I believe live that long, you know? Maybe I look better for 90. Maybe I only look 78 years old. But I just want to be who I am. I don't want to be anybody else anymore. I've tried that. It's freaking exhausting, man. And that's my truth. That is not only my truth, that is the truth. So get after it in a big way, man. Get after it today and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.